The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I won't send roses or hold the door. I won't remember which dress you wore. My heart is too much in control. The lack of romance in my soul will turn you gray, kid. So stay away, kid. Forget my shoulder.
Al's got a real Goulet problem.
I'm going to sing this tomorrow.
Yes, you are. Well, you're watching your wife get her tattoo?
I'm not going to be watching. I'll be in another. I'll probably be drinking coffee or a beer somewhere.
With Goulet in your.
Excuse me, bartender. Can you turn up that Goulet?
Frank, you notice he fades out every other song that he plays, like right when I start.
But he didn't start talking. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Fade the music out and have dead air?
No. I mean, as I'm talking, you keep it going. You
keep because it's irritating. It's irritating. That's right.
Actually, one of the great voices of our time.
Absolutely.
Oh, my Lord, that's
I like
hysterical.
That Neil Diamond cover band that, you know.
Yeah.
Running against the four at the Republican National Convention.
Tribute. It's a Neil Diamond tribute band, please. If you don't mind. Hey, Joe on the radio with the knuckleheads with Frank and I. He loves Goulet. You got to love it. How do you know?
He's running in a loop in the car. My wife would be so mad at me, she might stab me.
We're losing him.
No, Frank. Honey, another track. No, I promise, it's great.
He's going to go on the road with some Robert Goulet impersonator.
Let me tell you something. If Robert Goulet was still alive, I would drag my wife to a concert. There's no doubt I would.
It was so funny because I remember we were talking about how when old the loves call you, you know, and you think about it. I think back in the day, I would go, no. I told you this before when I took
Kimberly
to see.
Want to go see Robert Goulet?
Yeah, no, it was Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton's an institution, though.
Yeah,
that's different. That's way different.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Goulet's a good institution.
When you think of Wayne Newton, you think Vegas, the glitz, the glamour, the whole, you know, that's completely different. That's an experience.
And I'll tell you this, and forgive me, I've told you this before, but Kimberly was young, and we just started going out, and I'm going, hey, you know, I said, let's go see Wayne Newton. And she goes, well, who's Wayne Newton? I said, wait, we'll just go. We'll see. And I had not seen Wayne, and I didn't even know Wayne. And I just kept hearing how great Wayne was in concert in Vegas. We went to Vegas specifically for that. And I've told you this before. If you're new to the show, I got to forgive me. I got to tell you, is that we go in and they go. And it was so cool back in the old days in Vegas. You could, there's the doorman that's been there for 100 years. You got to hit him heavy. But then they took me right center. How they knew? Right center. There's the table. They have the booths, the old booths at the old Hilton where Elvis played, right? And they had the booths there. And Kimberly's there going, what the heck is going on? I go in there, Wayne comes on, and I don't care what you believe in, what your music is, whatever, you are just blown away by his talent and just the show. It was so Vegas. I mean, Kimberly at that young age was going, wow, this guy's great with the buckle, with the white suit, with the jumps.
Oh, that's so cool.
Now, did he do like Vegas Vacation where he invited Chevy Chase's wife back to the house and tried to like seduce her, ride the horse and the whole thing.
That was so funny. That was, I'm sorry, that was so funny in Vacation, you know. Hey, and he has a little gift. He was so funny in that film. No, so listen, I told you this before, and it's true. All of a sudden, a bottle of champagne comes to the table. Listen to me. And then from the stage, he introduces me from the stage. And here's a guy from Saturday Night Live. And we never met. And it was so cool. It's the way the
that's
business
awesome.
Used to
be. Yeah,
it was the way, and then some guy named Bear, and he was like this huge man,
Bear?
Comes over, yes, and he goes, Mr. Newton, I'd like to see you backstage, if you don't mind. I go, oh, yes, sir, my name is Bear. Hi, Bear. How? We go backstage, and you know what, we spend the next 24 hours, he hung out, he took us to his horse farm, he flew his helicopter, I told you, and he flew the helicopter, Frankie Viveros, he was a pilot, and he flew this Jet Hughes helicopter. It was just fantastic. It was great. And that's the way I caught the cusp of the greatness of show business. You know what I mean? And then I guess guys like me ruined it. But aside from that, it was great. It was so much great. And I've always been a Wayne. And I bet you Bob Goulet was the same way. I'm talking about when Bob Goulet came and saw me, he sang with me.
That's great.
How about that?
That's outstanding.
Al, do you like me even better now?
I love it.
I sang with the great Robert Goulet.
Listen, I liked you before. I mean,
your hero?
Just ups the ante. That's all.
Yeah, you go, baby.
You sent me a nice text the other day. I was very appreciative of it. I'm not going to reveal what it was that you said, but it was very nice.
3 days ago, you did not interrupt Joe while he was telling a story. He was very appreciative of that.
That's exactly what the text was. How did you guess?
Yeah.
Al, thanks for not interrupting me today as often as you do. That's exactly what it was.
No, it wasn't. It was like one of those mornings where Al just kind of, certain things, I don't want to give it away too much on the air because I know, we believe it or not, we know what we're doing. So, and I know where to go and where not to go.
You say that.
I know where to go and I know where I'm going, and I brought Al in, and he was just wonderful. So I told him, I told Frankie this yesterday when we were talking. I said, appreciate, you're a great broadcaster. I said that.
I appreciated that.
We'd appreciate it even more if you could reschedule your wife's tattoo appointment to Friday.
Listen to this.
Doesn't work that way.
Frankie, tell Al what you were telling me last night on the phone. You were so funny on that. Because he was talking to his substitute girlfriend.
The guy who's getting married in September is his substitute girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. I was so impressed with that.
Until you get married in September.
Then what does she become?
Well, that's a good question.
We'll have to talk about that.
We'll have to figure that out.
Okay. It's a hierarchy.
But what did I say? I said no one could believe I'm trying to explain to people that, yeah, you know, I could have been at the presidential debate Wednesday night, could have been at a bunch of great parties, could have been at the Hispanics for Trump rally.
I could have been there.
But unfortunately, Al has an appointment for his wife to get a tattoo at noon.
Come on.
And which that means that he must take the day off, even though the show is from 6 to 10. And, you know, people ask, why can't it be done on Friday or after the show?
And I'll explain it again very briefly.
Yeah.
My wife made the appointment 4 months ago. You have to book these things in advance. This tattoo artist is apparently very, you know, is hotly, you know,
clearly, it's the Michelangelo of tattooing.
Not only do you make the appointment, you have to lay out a deposit. If you cancel the appointment or rearrange it, you lose the deposit and you have to go through a whole process again.
Well, what if we were to reimburse you for that?
No, it's non-negotiable.
Okay.
You want to talk to her about it? You're more than welcome to call her.
Felix and Oscar. Frank, he was so funny yesterday. I'm talking to him and he goes, no one can believe
what I People think I'm making it up, right?
No,
like, no one believes that that's a real story.
Right.
People say, you're just saying that your fiance wouldn't let you go. Is that why you're saying that?
Right.
No, this is absolutely the truth.
Nobody's stopping you from going.
Yeah, well, I don't think the boss wants us both to be off.
Correct.
While Gerald might be broadcasting.
Right. And again, had you said this to me weeks ago, answer still would have been no. But you know,
Frank, is it too late for you to go, Frank?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is.
But you're more than welcome.
It's okay. I've got a full day of productivity ahead of me.
Well, so plus, we want you here Friday, too.
Yeah, I'll be here.
I think Martha would like you, love you to be here.
Oh, I'd love to be here for Martha. That's for
sure. Oh. You're the worst.
What? I would.
The substitute girlfriend in the world.
No.
I know. Martha's the girl the other day. Friend. You saw this girl got up. She was so beautiful, and she was elegant. She was like that. What's Bruce's song? The Pink Flamingo, like that whole song. And then you said, and she had tattoos, and it was like, ugh.
Yeah.
That would turn you off.
No, I don't mind a tattoo or, you know, a couple of tattoos. I mind when you have a limb covered in ink, right? When you look like you've dipped your arm or your leg.
Let's get my wife on here. She won't because she's working because her entire arm is filled with ink.
If she likes that, that's great. It's just not my thing. Okay. It's, you know, different strokes for different folks.
I hear you. I don't know why I don't mind that. I don't mind that when I see a woman like that.
You hear the way it's so very dismayed. All right, good. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's great. It doesn't matter. It's just not my thing.
It was Mr. Oh, I shouldn't say his name. The guy next door down the shore used to drive us crazy. He would whistle. I always try to irritate Al between breaks.
Always.
And but every morning I would hear, he would whistle, fly me to the moon. So you would be waking up as a kid.
Like what time? Like 5:30?
No. It was a little later than that. But, talk about it. That's where I think the irritating whistle thing. This guy, and he would do a vibrato whistle. Then we'd go. It would like drive me nuts, crazy like that. Hey, I gotta tell. So that's there. I have to give him credit. I don't want to mention his name, but just to irritate.
Credit for irritating me. Thank you.
Before we go to the news, I gotta tell you. So my daughter calls me, and Allie calls me from the city. Dad, and here's what every parent hears. I think I called my parents when it happened. I got my car towed. You know, and I don't understand the towing concept in New York. Why? It's an assault, I think, on civil liberties. I see a ticket. I understand the ticket. But to tow the car, to take your personal property. She had it in a spot. God forbid it was in the wrong spot. She came out. She thought it was stolen. But I must say, I go, who do I know? And I start calling everybody. And no one can. You ever notice, Frank, when you go to that garage, no one can help you. Because it's like a whole another alien. You know, it's like an alien. All aliens down there. But she worked it out all herself. She got the car back quickly. She called 311. They found the car. They got it out quickly. And she did it all by herself. I thought I'd have to talk to somebody.
No. I mean, it's they want your money. I mean, they make it pretty easy.
That's all it is. Yeah. It was a $1.85. What was it? And what's the ticket? 115 or something like that?
So you got to pay for the tow, and then you have to pay the ticket, and then you have to pay for every day that it's stored there. So if you leave it three or 4 days. The best was, I've gone to the tow pound that I can remember. It might be more, but I've gone to the tow pound with the intention of getting my car back 7 different times at least. And one time I get there and I wait in a long line they say, oh, well, we can't release this car to you because you have more than $500 in old summonses.
Gosh,
so you have to go downtown. The tow pound is in Midtown. You have to go downtown to John Street and clear up these summonses before we can release the car.
Oh, my gosh.
So I have to go. I go downtown. And then the car was in my mother's name. Oh. So she did not want to let me pay the summonses. Oh. No, you're not on the deed. So I can't let you pay with a credit card. And then...
Oh, so you couldn't pay with your credit card,
right,
but were they your summonses or your mother's?
No, they were
a combination.
They were mine. So this is, Joe, where my diplomatic skills really come in handy. This was right after Gerald Ford died. And I know, I'm telling you.
Gerald Ford.
No, no, no. Yes, yes. Right. That's exactly
Liberty.
What I did, Joe.
Roll
that's exactly
Liberty.
What I did. Listen, the key to getting a state worker to do what you want is to express outrage that they have to work, right? So I said, I'm serious.
That's great.
So are you guys getting off tomorrow for Gerald Ford's funeral? And this woman says, she rolls her eyes and says, no. I said, well, that's not right. You guys, they closed state government for Reagan's funeral, and you guys all got the day off for that, right? She said, you're right. I said, well, you should absolutely have the day off tomorrow. You're right. All of a sudden, Joe, she didn't enforce that rigid, it has to be the owner's credit card to clear up these summonses. Then I had to go back. It turned out my license was also suspended, so they wouldn't release the car to me because my license was suspended.
And so when he was there, when he got to the tow yard, he probably said, the greatest non-elected president resident of the 70s who told the city to drop dead.
So I had to then,
you're not getting a day
I
off.
Then had to convince a friend of mine who had a license to come meet me at the tow pound, and they could release the car to him. That was an all-day affair.
That was one day you went through?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Frank could write a book on the tow pound.
I could, actually. Yeah.
On things. And also pulling up to the wrong house. And yet, only pulling up to the wrong house. And
staying in it.
And the line spending the night there.
Settling down for the night. Hi, who are you? No breakfast? No, yeah. I'm sorry. You're in the wrong house.
There's a lot of news, but why start now?
Yeah, really.
I mean, come on.
Right.
Queens is done.
Right.
Iran is
Queens,
ready to blow
Queens
us up.
Queens about to be on fire. Right. We got Iran, whatever. But
yeah. 20 Mueller candidates will debating. Not go away.
Right. Frank has had his car towed 7 times.
He's back. Come on. Wait, you know what? I gotta get a sponsorship for all the bits we should be doing, like after the show. I really want to do that, Frankie. Because
maybe a lawyer would sponsor us, you know, because with all the Frank's legal problems with his car.
Yeah, we get you do some
Gerald Ford fan.
In
well,
kind.
Here's the
no,
deal
because
for
it's
you.
Like, look, with Mueller coming back, I mean, they subpoenaed he's coming back. This is a horror movie. It's a horror movie. And then I just saw the news for a second. It was Adam Schiff, Nadler. They won't go away. It's like the people that come to your house and you go, ooh, look at the time. Isn't that? Oh, I got to go to bed now. Oh, my Lord. Hey, 9:20 right now, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll take some phone calls if you want to jump into this ridiculous foray. And my high school reunion coming up. Do you go or do you not go to the high school reunion? I'm going to go. I feel this is the gal that put it together worked so hard, Debbie, that I'm just going to go and just wear a name tag and try to not act like Chris Farley's character, you know, while I go over there.
Probably have a nice time, you know? You probably have a really nice time, like, just catching up with people, you know? I only went to one reunion. I went to one, and it was nice, you know, but it's hard to recognize everybody, you know? So
you can't really, honestly, right?
It's tough. It really is. And then one guy was going around with the wrong name tag. He really threw everybody off, like, as a joke. You know, so
that's great. This was his sense of humor, right?
Yeah, it was right? Really funny.
You think
by
I'm
the
this
way,
guy, I'm not. I'm the other guy, yeah? How about
exactly.
That? Oh my God.
By the way,
oh,
Frank
I
had his
wait.
Car towed 7 times. I only had my car towed once, and that was a big enough pain.
Well, yeah. I didn't say that. I said I went to the tow pounds at least 7 times intention of getting my car towed. Now, one time I went there forgot where I parked it, and I thought it was towed.
Frank, you got to write a book. Frank, you can make a mint. Write a book, Frank, please.
The Murano Chronicles. Hey, Debbie, how we doing? Speaking of cars, traffic, 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sorry. And we got some news when we come back. Please apologize for getting too silly here. Debbie's on the roads looking out for you on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, good morning, Joe, Frank, and Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to the Grand Central Parkway East at Parsons Boulevard. It's an accident. 2 lanes blocked over there. And the Cross Island North at the LIE. That's another accident. Busy at the Queens Midtown Tunnel heading into town on the upper and lower level. We're still waiting about 15 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Expect delays Cross Bronx West out through 3rd Avenue. The inbound side of the GWB down to 35. Lincoln 30, Holland 30, 21 North at 46 in Clifton. It's an accident there. 130 South still closed in South Brunswick by Friendship Road. Accident with down wires. That's been out there all morning. Route 1 is busy as well. And 17 West up by exit 130 out toward Monroe. Ongoing construction there. Sunny today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager says the president can't win in the eyes of the left.
Their attitude is you attack the president no matter what he does. That's the left's view, period. So if he attacks Iran,
the guy's a warmonger.
If he doesn't attack Iran, then he's not decisive. He's not decisive. Get it?
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hi,
I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager at AM 970 The Answer. Believe it or not, some of our most fundamental freedoms are being challenged. Alliance Defending Freedom, one of the nation's most respected and successful Supreme Court advocates, is fighting for you. Through generous donations, ADF has become a major force in the legal battle for free speech and religious freedom, playing an important role in 54 victories at the U.S. Supreme Court. If you're a business owner, consider making a tax-deductible donation of $1,500 or more. In return, your business will receive a bonus advertising campaign equal to the value of your donation. Contact me to learn more at 212-857-9639. Again, that's 212-857-9639.
Hi, this is Jerry Crowley, Vice President and General Manager at Salem, New York. If you're listening to my voice right now, you're a listener to either AM 970 The Answer or AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. If you love one of these stations, and you should, and you have experience in sales, we'd love to talk to you. You already understand our mission and what we do, so now maybe you'd like to join the team and help us in this mission. If you have sales experience and understand digital marketing, we just might have a job for you. Give us a call at 212-857-9638. Ask for Courtney or leave a message with your information. Again, that's 212-857-9638. 212-857-9638. This could be a life-changing opportunity for you. You'll never know if you don't call.
Oh, no. No. Here it is. It's 9:25 with Joe on the radio. Here, I thought we were going to be credible for a moment, but I want to tell you first, before we get into it, about Michaels of Brooklyn, right? Love Michaels of Brooklyn. Now, what Wednesdays are, it's Michaels of Brooklyn Day. We give you an entire case, a chance to win, excuse me, an entire case of that delicious, authentic, and always fresh Michaels of Brooklyn sauce, right? Michaels of Brooklyn, been around for almost 50 years. We've been out there. We just had the best time out there with the Katsimatidis, with John and Margo, and Peter and Rosemary King. It just had a great time. And Frankie was there. Debbie was there. Just had a great time, right? Dan Donovan and Serena. So, and we love Michaels of Brooklyn. So now we're going to give away an entire case if you answer this trivia question correctly. So Frank always busts Al's chops about the question. It's not tough enough. People will call. They'll say, no, you got to ask this question. So Al, this is Al's way of getting back at everybody. Are you ready? Here is a trivia question where you can win an entire case of Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. Here's the question. How do you spell Italy? I said, you had to do it. You had to do it.
Oh,
you had to do it.
Please.
Yeah, I saw reading it right here.
Or as others Italy. Would pronounce it, Italy.
Italy. Now, yeah. Wait a minute. Now, what? Those are two different.
I know. No, you have to. How Italy do you spell or Italy?
Italy.
Yeah.
Italy
in
or
English.
Italy.
In English, right?
Yeah, in English. Not in Italian.
Not in Italian, in English. Oh, boy. And of course, the phones immediately blow up. It's like, wow, I got this. I think
and
I got
this. We
want
to remind folks, if you've won before, you're not eligible.
Oh, boy. Call us at 877-970-2999. Be the first person to give us the correct answer to Al's way of getting back at us.
Next week's question, how do you spell Rome? No, I'm kidding.
How do you spell Italy? If you don't get through, by the way, on the lines today, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Just go to am970theanswer.com to enter to win. You don't have to, you don't have to go on the contest and call like that. Just go to Avenue R in Nostrand, and you will experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America at Michael's of Brooklyn. But in the meantime, you give us a call, 877-970-2999. Already we got 10 winners already. So you get an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Here's my man.
Sotercella di Roma.
R-O-M-A. Roma. Hey, it's Joe on the radio with Dino. There it is. Yeah, see, you fade out Dean Martin for a second there.
I thought you were going to start talking.
God forbid. God forbid. Yeah. God forbid. So, here it is. There it is. You know, I want
espresso, yeah. Yes, so on each lover's arm.
This man's out of control.
I'll play the whole song. Listen, I let Goulet go. But we love it because he knows he's excited. He's off tomorrow, and he's going to go watch his wife have a tattoo.
At noon.
This is going to be great. At noon. Oh, what?
I don't understand. Every time I take a day off, I get savaged by the two of you.
No. We're all for you taking
no days no, you're off. Yeah. No, you're not. I get these helpless texts from Joe the last time I took a day off. Help. You know.
And what did you do when you got the text?
Turn the phone back over and went to bed. 7 o'clock in the morning. I was tired. I didn't get in until very late.
When you get the tattoo, is this the sound you hear? Ow! Oh! Ow!
Well, no, where my wife is getting it tomorrow on the side of her arm, it's probably not that much pain.
Why would you go through that pain? I don't understand.
Well, when I got mine, there's very little pain. Just the initial impact of the needle going into your arm.
Pain.
But there's nothing.
Will Robinson, the pain.
Yeah.
Hey, so let me just break down the news for you, because I apologize, I've been so silly, but the acting customs chief stepping down. Now, Frankie, they said he stepped down, this guy John Sanders stepped down, because of what was going on at the border. I don't know that was verified, that he stepped down for specifically, quote unquote, the way they were treating the children at the border. That's what we've been hearing. We don't know that's the case, correct?
We don't, but I think that Mark Morgan, who is going to be taking over as the new head of the Customs and Border Patrol, is much more in keeping with the hardline stance of President Trump and his supporters than the outgoing Customs chief.
Okay.
So,
this
is the fundamental problem with the Trump administration has been it's filled with people that don't support the Trump agenda. So I think even the president has realized this now, and he is trying to clean house and maybe with the exception of John Bolton, fill this administration with people that think like he does. Gone are the days where, you know, you're getting a job because you're recommended by the head of the RNC or because you're recommended by Mitch McConnell. Over. We need now Trump people in the Trump administration, and I think this is part of that.
Yeah, I love with John Bolton. He's a hawk. He wants to take over the whole world. Like the president says these things. And I just love that about him, that he does that. You know, when he says, what's your exit strategy, Mr. President? I have no exit strategy. I don't need an exit strategy. It's hysterical when he says that. And he just does it to push buttons and, you know, just to irritate, to play the press. But, you know, there's other stories going on. A new press secretary coming in, the first lady's chief spokesperson, now will be the press secretary for the president, Stephanie Grisham. Mueller to testify July 17th. That's unbelievable. The man won't go away. Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler are in their glory. They have nothing else. And I don't know how they concentrate on this, yet they don't want to help the kids down at the border. Although I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Frankie, that the House voted on money overnight to help out this the situation down at the border with this quote-unquote situation.
Yes, that's exactly right.
All right, so they're going to give some money down there, which is great. Now, the debates are tonight. That's the big news, the debate. Are you going to sit through? How many? There's really like 17.
Well, 10 candidates today, 10 candidates tomorrow.
Oh, my Lord, Lordy, Lord. And who's is Lester Holt, he's going to moderate?
He's one of the five moderators. I'm not sure who's moderating which night, but the 10 candidates today are going to be Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker, and the six other candidates are John Delaney, Julian Castro, Jay Inslee, Tulsi Gabbard, Tim Ryan, and of course, our illustrious mayor, Bill de Blasio. Now, I can't wait to see if Bill de Blasio trumpets the victory of Tiffany Caban as something that he is somehow responsible for.
Because
he did not even endorse her. Okay. So, and this is, if I was one of these other Democrats, especially one of these other progressives running against Bill de Blasio, I would say, look, you supported Hillary Clinton over Barack Obama. You supported Andrew Cuomo over Zephyr Teachout. You had an opportunity to endorse Cynthia Nixon. You chose not to endorse her. You endorsed Joe Crowley over Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You endorsed Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders. And you chose not to endorse Tiffany Caban. When have you ever supported a progressive candidate?
The guy is an establishment
Democrat masquerading as a progressive.
It's so true. And that will be what time tonight?
I believe it's starting at 9. Yeah, 9 o'clock. And it's going to be a two-hour debate. It's going to be moderated by Lester Holt, Savannah Guthrie, Jose Diaz-Balart of Telemundo, Rachel Maddow, and Chuck Todd. So I don't know if all five of them are going to be there both nights or if the five of them are going to sort of split the duties each night.
This is the problem with our love for politics, five boroughs, you know. It's always so late, you know, and then you got to stay up. And we could be like, Al, we should just take off the next day so we could watch the debates. But we won't. We will be here diligently. 9:33 in the morning with Piscopo. You know, we're going to have John Wickhouse, who's president of the Nassau County Detectives Association. We're going to have a great chat because there's, first of all, a detective shortage on Long Island, if you can believe it. And also those MS-13 deaths on Long Island, you know, and they're down dramatically. And thanks to the great work of Congressman Peter King and Lee Zeldin and great public servants like that. But let's listen to what John Wickhouse says, Detective Wickhouse says, because it's going to be very interesting. And your phone calls always, 877-970-2999. 939 on the radio, Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
76 degrees at 935. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy pressuring lawmakers to include a fee on opioid manufacturers in the state budget. The proposed budget includes $100 million in funding for a campaign aimed at stopping the opioid crisis, but doesn't include the fee on manufacturers. Murphy calls the $21.5 million fee that would be imposed on manufacturers fair and reasonable, given the pain the opioid epidemic has caused. As he has with other issues, he accused lawmakers of sympathizing with wealthy and powerful special interests as opposed to taxpayers. Whoopi Goldberg hosting the World Pride opening ceremony at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn tonight. Performances by Cyndi Lauper, Billy Porter, Chaka Khan, Ciara, and more. And there have been dozens of events going on in the Big Apple this Pride Month. It will all culminate with the Gay Pride Parade on Sunday. Many events have focused on the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. In sports, Yankees set a major league record by homering in their 28th straight game. They beat the Blue Jays 4-3 in the Bronx. Mets gave up 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th. They lost 7-5 against the Phillies. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening right now as you head over to 6 westbound. You're slowing down getting out through Central Valley. It's an accident out by the Palisades Parkway. We're seeing delays as well as you take a ride over to the Goat Trail. It's an accident as well getting down past the Bear Mountain Bridge. Watch for some slowdowns this morning. Inbound side of the GWB 35, Lincoln 25, Holland about 30, 21 north at 46 in Clifton. An accident was just cleared out of the way. 130 southbound getting into South Brunswick. Still closed. Accident with down wires. A lot of alternate volume on Route 1. Deegan South in the 230s. A crash over there. It's busy on the FDR Drive South in the 70s with a disabled car. And traffic is moving slowly at the Whitestone Bridge. Whitestone Bridge into the Bronx. It's construction slowing everybody down. So prepare for some delays there as well. Throgs Neck treating you a little bit better. Southern State Parkway westbound up by Belmont Avenue. An accident being cleared. Sunny today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Paramount. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner stars in Yellowstone. Don't miss the return of cable's number one new drama, Yellowstone Season 2. New episode tonight at 10, 9 Central on the new Paramount Network. This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Joe on the radio. Are you tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees. No back and forth. No pressure. No wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella is a great kid. He's the general manager over at Route 22 Toyota. He's the guy that came up with the idea of 0% APR financing, up to 72 months, you know, for qualified buyers. Now we want you to experience the smart way to service. So if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, we'll give you the 9:45. It is 9:39 right now. I did the math. I'm giving you an extra minute because I am Mr. Generosity. How are you? 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, all you. European models are excluded, but you will get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. If you call 855-621-9949, check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And again, I keep telling you to check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of Jersey. I'm such a car geek. I really am. I love when I walk into Route 22 Toyota. And then when I went in there, it was so cool because Iggy greeted me. He is the owner, Iggy Giuffre. What a wonderful man. And he came up, Joe, how are you? And I told you this too, and we'll move on, but I want to tell you, Iggy said, Joe, what's your favorite charity? And I said, well, I'm the spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. And he said, we'd like to help that charity out. Just like that, like the first time I met Iggy. And he stepped up, and we made a man of the year, and he raised all this money for the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. And then he went to Toyota on his own and had Toyota make a donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. You know, big international Toyota, right? And this is like, that's the mindset at Route 22 Toyota. They're like a family and they care about you. Now they're giving you this for free. Free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. If you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. You know, I make no apologies. I'm very pro-law enforcement. Amazed at the men and women, you know, put their lives on the line every day. So I try to tell you, kind enough to listen to old Joe on the radio, you know, tell you the good things that are happening with the police. In this case, John Wiggis is the president of the Nassau County Detectives Association. Kind enough to join us this morning. Detective, welcome, brother. Nice to have you here. Did I pronounce your name properly?
Thanks for having me, Joe. It's John Wighouse.
I knew that. Wighouse. See, it's good. Wighouse. What kind of name is that, Joe?
That's German.
German name. Look at you, man. Family came from Europe.
Yes. My mother came.
Your mother did, man. Yes. Look at you. How proud they must be of you coming over here, right?
Yeah, they're happy.
When did your mom come over? Like when she was a kid?
When she was 12.
Wow, man.
So she's... I won't say her age now. She won't be happy
know,
with that.
I know. I'm the same way. I would wear, man. If I get older, I'm wearing a badge that says how old I am. I'm getting close to it now, brother. Hey, thanks for your service.
Thank you very much.
Nassau County. You know, I have to tell you, we talked a little before we went on the air, I've been railing about this, how people in Washington they are talking about how we treat children at the border, and sure, got it, understand it. Why don't they understand what's happening with MS-13 where you patrol? We just had yesterday Congressman Lee Zeldin on. Congressman Peter King is a close personal friend. And he brings the president, former Congressman Dan Donovan. They work so hard. We got an epidemic happening.
We sure do. And when the president of the United States comes to Long Island, two separate occasions about the gangs on Long Island, you know there is a problem. And it was good to see the president come to Nassau County and Suffolk County.
And you know what Congressman King and I were chatting about, and we were just kind of chuckling about it, was like, here the president comes to Long Island just to talk about gang violence. This is a Republican president. And then he makes a joke about how you put the you know, the perpetrator into the car and you put his head on. He makes a joke about it. Yeah, you got to put the guy, you know, and then that makes the news. Why do they, why can't mainstream media, why can't the progressive, you know, socialists in the Democratic Party understand that we have got a real problem coming across the southern border of the United States?
I don't know why they don't understand it. And when you're digging up bodies of victims of MS-13 violence in Nassau and Suffolk County, they should read the paper and see what is going on.
Were you there? You were there investigating all that?
Yeah, our guys were there, and you know, our homicide squad, our crime scene was there digging up the
bodies. You know, and the congressman touched on it, if I may ask, and it's early in the morning, and we don't want to be too graphic, but, I mean, could you just explain to us what your men and women, you know, the detectives find when they go out to investigate these horrific crimes?
The gangs are violent, and you hear these stories, and it's all true about how they use these machetes and hack up these poor victims. And then our detectives go out and investigate this and have to see all the carnage of what these gangs do to these young people. It does take an effect on you.
Yeah, I can't imagine what you have to go through, and our hearts go out to these poor innocent people. And then the congressman was telling me, too, that the gang members threaten young kids. If you don't join the gang, we're going to go back to, for example, Honduras, and we're going to kill the person back in Honduras. Is that what's really going on?
Yeah, these gang members go to the schools that these young children are at schools. They're at school to learn and to better.
How old are these kids?
They're 10 to 15 years old and a little older. But they're going to these schools and learn, and they're afraid to go to school.
Absolutely.
Because of the fact these gangs are recruiting them at this such a young age, and they don't want to go down that path. And you know, sometimes there's real difficulty with these children. And again, they're having problems going to school.
Thank you for what you're doing. And I have to reiterate, and forgive me, I know you're listening and you hear me talking about it all the time, because I'm the spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. I've walked Camden, New Jersey, when it was deemed the most dangerous city in America, to help the at-risk kids, beautiful children there, but for the grace of God, go all of us. And there is a real problem. And I wish that some people, the progressive socialists, instead of worrying about all the kids, we'll take care of the kids on the border and they'll be here and we will take care of them. But can we worry about the American children first, being threatened by gang members who come across those borders? And now you're telling me, detective, that there's a shortage of detectives in Nassau County?
There is. We're budgeted currently for 360 detectives. Right now we have 309, so we're 51 short of that budgeted number.
Wow.
And with retirements and coming in the next couple months, we're going to be lower, because there's just not the police officers are not submitting letters now. They don't have the interest in being detectives right now.
Do you have to go through ranks to get there to be a detective, right?
No, actually, you're a police officer, and there'll be a submission request to put in for detective, the designation of detective. It's no test.
Yeah.
When I made detective in 1997, there were about 20 to 30 police officers per precinct submitting requests to become a detective. So that's about 250 of the most active, most senior members of the department. Right now, we're getting maybe 4 or 5 letters for the whole county.
Well, is this endemic to Nassau County, or is this happening everywhere?
No, it's not happening everywhere. And there's different, you know, there's tons of responsibility becoming a detective.
Yeah, man.
You're 24/7. Once you start an investigation, that's your case. And we do love the police officers. We were all police officers in Nassau County.
Yeah.
They're the first responders. They go to the robbery scene, the burglary scene, and they maintain that crime scene until the detective gets there. Once the detective gets there, that's his case. And, you know, he has to gather evidence, interview witnesses, victims, and ultimately arrest the perpetrator of the crime.
Well, Detective John Wickhouse with us, president of the Nassau County Detectives Association. If someone's listening, you know, is a cop or wants to get into being a detective, how can he or she do that, detective?
Well, first you have to be a police officer in Nassau County. So you would take the civil service exam to become a police officer.
Yeah.
And after 3 years, you're eligible to make that designation to detective. So we're looking for the best police officers. We got a bunch of great detectives on our job. They do a great job, but we're understaffed. Each of our commands are short. Narcotics, which I spent 15 years in narcotics. When I first got to narcotics, there were 70 detectives there. Now we have 27.
Wow, and it's probably narcotics are probably twice as bad, maybe three times as bad as it was back then, yes?
Right, there's an opioid epidemic that we're going through.
Yeah.
And, you know, the crime stats, as the county says, are low now, which they are, which is a great work being done by the police officers and detectives of Nassau County. But overdoses and fatal overdoses, they're not categorized as crime stats.
Yeah.
So as they're the result of criminal activity, there's no stat for that.
Is there a website we could go to, Detective, to find out how to apply?
Yes, the Nassau County Police Department website, you would be able to get that, or Nassau County Civil Service.
Okay. Hey, Detective, before we let you go, just to reiterate, so all of this border stuff that we're hearing about, man, it's going, so you're telling me you're on the front lines, and thank you for that, sir. You're on the front lines. What the president is doing down there is saying it's got to stop, because if one MS-13 member gets through, ends up in Long Island, hacks up somebody, you're telling me the president is on the right track.
I believe so.
Yeah.
You know.
And not politics aside.
Right. Politics aside, these gang members are vicious. And, you know, it's not only you have to worry about gang to gang.
Yeah.
You got to worry about just being a resident of the county or in Long Island and being in the crosshairs of somebody.
Yeah. And you're right in the heat of the battle. Right. Hey, Detective, thanks. Your mom must be so proud of you, man. Right?
Thank you very much.
John Weekhouse right there. Thanks for your service.
Thank you very much.
In law enforcement. We got your back, and thanks for having ours.
Thank you.
10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:50 right now. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. Debbie Duhame looking out for you all morning long on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to the inbound GWB. It's 40 minutes in. Lincoln 20. Holland still waiting 25 in from both approaches. 280 West, heavy traffic getting out toward the Garden State Parkway. Still busy on the Garden State Parkway north up through 150. Southbound 130 still closed with down wires down by Friendship Road in South Brunswick from an earlier accident. It's busy on the Deegan. Deegan south in the 230s. A crash there. Expect some slowdowns. Harlem River Drive south down toward the RFK and the FDR Drive south in the 20s. An accident. Still waiting about 25 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Grand Central Parkway east to Parsons Boulevard. A crash there. And the Cross Island North up by the LIE. An accident. Whitestone Bridge. Busy into the Bronx. And that's all due to some ongoing road work. And we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you take your ride over to 6. 6 is slowing down over by the Palisades Parkway. It's all closed. It's an accident involving a motorcycle out by the Bear Mountain Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
President Trump's son, Eric Trump, and Kevin McCullough Radio observed the patriotism in Orlando.
Son of the president, Eric Trump, rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Eric, what do you think of those 50,000 people sitting behind you on the grass?
Hey, Kevin, you've got, as you said, probably 50,000 people out here, and people are chanting USA, 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 and the patriotism that you see out here is incredible.
Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news where the news happens. Weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Come aboard AM 970's favorite yacht, the Atlantis, this 4th of July for a night filled with memories and incredible views. Board at West 41st Street in Manhattan at 5:15 p.m. and sail out past the Statue of Liberty and up the East River, where you'll experience an incredible view of the fireworks. Enjoy a gourmet buffet, past hors d'oeuvres, open bar, DJ and dancing, all the way until 11 p.m. Sign up with your date, your spouse, your family, or your friends for this unforgettable 4th of July experience. Tickets are just $250 for adults and $225 for children 5 to 12 years of age. Call Captain Fred's office to book today, 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Patches of low clouds and fog early. Otherwise, sunshine and some clouds today and very warm this afternoon, but a little less humid, high 88. Partly cloudy early tonight with a shower or thunderstorm in spots, then mainly clear, warm, and muggy late tonight. Low 72 in Midtown, 64 to 68 in most suburbs. Tomorrow, a good deal of sunshine, quite warm at humid high 89. Friday, partly sunny, very warm at humid high 89. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joey. We got your week. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Can I tell you about MyPillow? Did you order your MyPillow yet? Because you get these great deals. Don't forget, Mike Lindell called last month, and he broke this great deal that I'm about to tell you about, that you're hearing about on television, you know, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and Mike broke it on our show. You get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. Again, lowest price ever offered on radio or television by Mr. Lindell. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. But you have to use the promo code AM970. You know what's great about it, and as I talked to you this morning, and if you get a chance to go to MyPillow.com, just use the promo code AM970, is that you have a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. You get the pillow, you check it out, you're going to love it. Plus, it comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's made in America. Mike insists that these pillows are made right there in Minnesota, his home state. I love that about Mike. I get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is, again, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's only available at MyPillow.com, or call, please, 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970, 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Thanks so much for staying with us for the morning. I'm so sorry if we got silly. I mean, so, you know, when I was talking to someone from long ago last night, as she called, the memories of the past. And she said, Joe, I listened to you in the morning, and she's in Los Angeles. And I'm going, well, you listen to you? Yeah, well, you guys are great. I said, thank you. But the politics, I go, well, that's, I deviate from the politics purposely and turn to to Frank, you know, telling us about how he got his car towed and showed how to show up seven times before he got it out, or Albert going and accompanying his wife to get a tattoo. It's just those, you need a diversion of the silliness, because when I see the news and I watch the headlines and it pops up about the border and how we mistreat children who are coming over to this country, and we're more worried about those children, as we should be. Don't get me wrong, but you can start perhaps. I humbly submit, respectfully so, that we check out the kids living in poverty in the United States of America. And according to Arthur Idella, as he always says, there's about 16 million of them. And the Democrats could care less. You know why? Because they got their votes already. They got their votes. They're just looking for more votes on the southern border. And it's disgraceful. And it's disgraceful that this guy Mueller, they subpoena Mueller to come back. And I'm looking Jerry Nadler back on TV. Jerry Nadler back on TV. You know, when he's talking about the 9/11 compensation fund, that was great. They joined together like that. But they can't help themselves. Adam Schiff is back. It's like a bad horror movie. they won't go away. The Mueller probe, the probe that never died. It's a monster movie, I'm telling you. Oh, Lord. And Mike Gallagher will make sense of it. At least we'll try to make sense of it right here on AM 970, The Answer. Throughout the day with Dr. Gorka and Dennis Prager and Kevin McCullough and Larry Elder tonight. So keep it right there, if you would. Thank you so much. Hey, Frankie, it's me and you, babe. You and me tomorrow.
I'm ready. And if people want to hear more about the Queens DA race, I'll be with John Catsimatidis tonight at 5. I hope people tune in.
That's Cats at Night. You don't want to miss that. That's a big, big story. Albert, have a great time. And
we'll
miss you. We'll miss you. And good luck. Good, happy tattooing. I mean, what do you say? Are you sure? Yeah. And Debbie, we love you. And we love you, by the way. Love you so much for listening. We respect it. We appreciate it. And thanks for the social media messages from all around the country. We love you for listening to Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970 The Answer. Now go out and make it the best day ever, because you deserve it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.